Okay, this is the Transit Advisory Committee for the City of Bisbee, August 15th, 2018. Call to order is at 1:20 p.m. Okay, roll call. Judy Flowers?
Present.
Donna Pulling?
Here.
Moni, no. Umberto?
Present.
Luis?
Present.
Cynthia, no. Kata Weichman? I don't know why I can't remember. Kata's here. Mike? Norman?
Here.
Connie?
Here.
Chris is not. Jessica? Aubrey, Frank Davis,
here.
Lorena, and Judy, I'm here. Okay, call to the public, Monica? Jessica? No? Okay. So item one is to approve the minutes from our May meeting. So you guys have your action agendas. Oh, glass. Everybody ready? Everyone's read it?
Yes, ready.
Now I've drawn a blank. Oh, do I have anybody that, how do you spell it?
Motion to approve.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second that.
All right, Connie moved.
Umberto second.
Umberto second.
And Judy third.
Or she made the motion. Okay.
Any further discussion?
I didn't get any sleep. My brain's off. Could you say that again?
Well, so you have a motion and a second. Then you, if there's any other discussion about the item, so is there any further discussion on the item? If not, then you can call for the vote.
Right. Okay. Is there any further discussion on the item?
No.
All in favor, that's what, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Okay. I'm so sorry, and this is all in being recorded. It's been approved. What do you say now? I have
it passes.
Okay. Unanimously.
Yes.
All right. Jeez. Okay, so item two, me, updates on 2018-2020 ADOT 5311 Transit Grant and the 2018-2019 AAA Grant. So as far as the 5311 grant goes, it's the main grant from FTA and ADOT. We're just waiting, we're still waiting for them to send us the updated agreements. We've gone through the application, we've submitted everything, the Title VI has been approved, the ADA's been approved, so now we're, basically, we're just waiting on ADOT to send an agreement for us to look over and sign. And this two-year grant ends on September 30th, so we have about 6 weeks left in this grant. The AAA Grant, we just sent in the renewal for that. For the next year, the AAA Grant covers seniors and people with disabilities riding our system. Connie, is that something where, because we filled it out, should we be getting something back, or because it's a renewal, is it just the same document?
It's the same document, and you'll get the form to sign. I believe the forms are already out.
Yeah, they're out.
So you should be getting them any day of you have.
Okay, cool, all right.
They were due for us, I think, at the end of this week.
Okay.
For us to turn in.
Can you recall how long ago you got it?
About 2 to 3 weeks ago.
And was it the whole form, or was it just one sheet?
No, it was a few pages.
It was a packet.
Renewal document. It's not the entire RFP package or the entire agreement, but it's just a renewal.
Yeah, because ours was due back in, I think, July 1st or June 30th, so I got it turned in. So is there anything else?
We have to execute the renewal, it needs to get signed.
Pardon?
The renewal needs to get signed.
Okay.
If you've done that already, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll check on the status of it and see if.
Yeah, I emailed her yesterday, and I haven't heard back, but I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed.
She was in a conference last, the week before, and then last week she was in Phoenix all week.
Oh, that's okay, yeah. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed anything. Okay, financial report for the current grant, that's this that I handed out. So what I did is I highlighted, you can see, so again, we only have 6 weeks left, so if you look at the balance, that's what's left in each item, and then if you look at the second one, the percent expended shows you how much of each of those lines we've spent over the 2 years. So you can see how much is left. So the number I'm paying the most attention to is, I mean, I'm paying attention to all of them clearly, but even though some are over and some are under, if you go to like total administration costs, you can see we're at 82%. And if we were completely even with where we should be, it would be 91%. So you can see in all three categories, we're under, so no one has to panic if they see that some of the items are over. The other good news I found out, we had a CEGO coordination meeting last week in Benson, and we were fortunate enough to have one of the seasoned ADOT program managers down. So one of the things I found out was that any money left in operating, which is the second big section on the second page, can be spent on anything. It can be spent on capital, administration. It doesn't have to be just operations. So that made me happy, because one of the things I'd like to do, and I've been talking to our mechanic about, is getting a, a diagnostic scanner. Because what they have right now just gives them, very general codes about what's wrong with the bus, but some of the newer ones give you more specific codes. You can reset codes. And also it'll do like live streaming of data. So you can hook it up and it'll tell you what's going on with emissions and things like that. And the reason I'm looking well, not only to make us more efficient and more independent in that we don't have to always go to someone else if something's wrong with the bus, but also with this live data, if it can help us at all with preventative maintenance, because if we can see ahead of time something's off before it actually breaks, then it makes things more efficient and it saves us money and all of that. But I still need to do, I still want to kind of look through records and analysis and things like that. You know, because currently it says we have $105,000 still remaining in operations, and I would just want to kind of check in and see how accurate that number is.
You could probably use your preventive maintenance line for that, for diagnostics, so that's 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you. It's because when I first thought of it, I hadn't looked at the numbers, and I just assumed we were, because that's, well, actually, that's what I originally wanted to do is consider it preventative maintenance, but I wasn't sure under and put it under capital, but
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, but I wasn't sure if ADOT would see a diagnostics machine.
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Cool. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, ma'am.
Depending on how much it costs, too, it might be considered capital anyway, but you do have budget in your preventative maintenance, which is capitalized, so it's the 20% match. So, yeah, I agree with Luis. And I think
oh, my gosh. Thank you for mentioning that, because that didn't dawn on me. They can be anywhere from $1,700 to $3,000 or $4,000, and now that I know we have funds, I don't have to try and look at the $500 version, and you know, we're not going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on it, but we can at least really get what we think would be the best buy for our system. There are all kinds of things I want to do analysis on, like for instance, we were looking at getting a lift, but we couldn't do it. I mean, I don't think we can get it done in 6 weeks anyway. But I want to do some analysis and look at, okay, so if we need, all the times that we have had to do repairs where we needed a lift and we had to go out to somebody else, if we had the lift ourselves and could have done the repairs in-house, how much money could we have saved? And look at what the payback would be on something like that. Not that I'm even saying I'm going to go out and buy a lift, but I'm big into life cycle over initial costs, so I like to look at, you know, anyway. Okay, Judy, I'm sorry, you had a question?
I was just interested in the old buses. Are we spending money to keep the old buses usable in the event that the newer buses?
Well, currently we are, because we can't seem to keep the AC going or anything else going, and so it seems like out of four buses, we have only been having one that runs well lately. So, but yeah, but the...
So what you're saying is these facts are in relation to one particular bus?
It's all of them. Even our brand new bus has had three times it's had something wrong. My wild guess, or educated guess, is that apparently the reason the bus was a year late is because the manufacturer had moved their plant from whatever state, like Alabama, into Texas. So it put them behind as far as manufacturing, you know, by the time they moved everything and put it back together so they could build buses. Well, it just happens the things that are going wrong are where things are joined. It isn't electronics. It isn't things like that. And so, for instance, the seal in the roof, it was leaking, and so it ran down into the fuse box. There were three things. I can't remember the second one. The latest one is the windshield is leaking, which again is a joinery thing. So it kind of makes me think, you know how you talk about something was billed on a Monday versus a Friday. It feels like ours were billed on like Saturday night, where they were just, and so it seems like we don't have one bus that we're consistently having trouble with. And I just assumed we would only need three buses, and so we'd find, you know, see if another entity within the state will want our fourth bus, but apparently right now we can't afford to give up the fourth bus. So, and that's another thing I've been working with Dave, our mechanic, on, is he doesn't even have a computer. So what's happening is he can't, like, go online and just look up a part and find out what the replacement is. He has to call NAPA, or with our brand new bus, he has to go through Creative Bus Sales. Well, the problem is Creative Bus Sales isn't getting back to us quickly enough. So we're waiting a week just to find out what part we need. And plus, because the bus is under warranty, we have to go through Creative Bus Sales. But the good news is that ADOT's going to be going through the new procurement
procedure,
thank you, because the 5 years is almost up on Creative Bus Sales, so they'll be looking for new. So anyway, when I talked to Aubrey, who's our program manager from ADOT, because I was talking to her about the fact we couldn't get these buses fixed because we weren't getting information back, she said a lot of people were saying that. And then when we were at the CIGO meeting, Sarah, also from ADOT, who's an equivalent to Aubrey, was encouraging us that if we had trouble with Creative Bus Sales, to let them know, because that'll be part of the process of deciding, you know, whether or not they'd go with them again. So hopefully, I mean, it doesn't help us with the buses we have now, and we really aren't scheduled to get another bus maybe the second year of this coming grant, but it might be the grant after that even, theoretically. Am I talking too much? I'm just trying to give you lots of information. Okay. There's so much in my head, it's just pouring out. So anyway, if especially Judy and Don, if you end up having any questions on this, you know, you can call me or bug me after the meeting or in the middle of the meeting or whatever, and I can answer those questions for you. Okay. All right. Item 4, triennial site review. Well, Mike Normand is the hero of the day because he came in and spent the entire morning, 4 hours with me, going over all the different parts of the site review. I think there are probably 150 documents, checklists, procedures that we have to make sure are current and in place. And it can be anything from how our finance department procures things to what our safety procedures are for the bus to, I mean, they can come and review absolutely anything. And so again, not that I'm trying to be a broken record, but because of the fire and the fact that we lost a lot of our documents, and going back to Char and then to Karina to see if any of those documents are still on the server. And when there are 12 versions of the same document, trying to figure out which one's the most current. So it was definitely great having Mike. Plus stuff where, you know, I didn't even know what they were asking for. So that was hugely helpful. So when I talked to Sarah again at the CIGO meeting, she said that the site review should be starting very quickly. They have already hired the contractor that they're going to have come down and do the review. She said next month, but I know from reading the checklist from 2015, because it's every 3 years, they'll send us a checklist. We have 4 weeks to answer as many questions as we can, submit the documents, and then they take 2 weeks to review it and get back to us. So we should have at least 6 weeks, which kind of puts us into the beginning of October, which makes me feel a little better. But I definitely, of course, but you know, I love helping. So if Dave needs help finding a part, I'm going to help him. But anyway, but he's supposed to be getting, I went off, sorry. He's supposed to be getting a computer and a printer. Apparently they've already ordered it. He just needs to get it and that should help. But anytime I can help any part of the bus system, even if it's not technically my part, I'm gonna help make it more efficient, run better, make everybody happier. Okay. So site review, yeah. So I'll be focusing probably everything on that until ADOT shows up to look at stuff. So, but fortunately, actually Mike did our last site review, is that correct, with Karina?
Yeah, so that, I just wanted to say, I think it was good spending the morning here going over the things with Judy. Judy's very well organized. She's got all the different components up on her wall there, so we kind of went through everything and kind of talked through what it is ADOT will be looking for. And I was here and did the review 3 years ago with Karina, and Karina did a great job with her documentation, had everything organized. So they had a good review last time, and I think Judy's got the documentation from the last review, so I think Bisbee's probably going to be in pretty good shape. And also I let Judy know that if she had any questions as she gets closer to the review, just to let me know, I'd be happy to help. And I think, so we did Douglas's around the same time, I think, so you're probably coming up this year too. Yeah, have you heard it? You haven't heard anything? Okay.
Judy, and we also can go in and help you along with Mike. And
oh, of course, yeah.
Help you identify some of the areas. With Benson, Douglas, and any other provider that's going through the review, we'll go in and we'll actually run through the review process with you.
Oh, right on.
Make sure that you've got everything
perfect. Perfect. Yeah, the only reason I ended up, Mike came down, is because I just happened to call him on my drive home from the CECO meeting, and we were talking about it, and that's when he said, hey, I have to go to 2 TAC meetings in Bisbee anyway. Yeah. Let me talk to my boss. And
any one of us.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Really, I do.
Douglas also, we echo that as well. You know,
yeah.
We have to work together because we
You're going to hear a lot from me.
Buses and stuff, so.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, I feel better now that I've talked to Mike. And I do feel more organized than I guess I realized I was, so.
Judy, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this a one-day review, or how?
Yeah, we're small enough.
Dates that you're going to be having this?
They haven't told us the dates yet.
Okay.
And but typically, I think because we're small enough, they do it in just one day. They don't need the day and a half or 2 days to do it. So, yeah.
I know you've been putting in a lot of hours in getting ready for that. Are you okay with the time that you're spending on getting ready and?
I think so,
taking
but
taking care of everything else that you have to take care of in your hours.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Ask me 2 days before the review comes, and you know, they in architecture school, they always told us everything takes 3 times longer than you think. So yeah, miss in kind hours at the end over there. I may need you to come in and help me just do stuff. Thank you. Okay, any other questions on the site review? Okay. So driver schedule changes. So Douglas is always super busy because, you know, they're handling 2 systems, and their system is, I don't know, exponentially larger than ours. So I would meet with Eddie, I don't know, every couple of weeks or once a month just to talk about stuff. And one of the things he kept bringing up was their schedule, because at the time, what was happening is the morning guy would go in and start driving, I don't know, around 6, and then his lunch was from 9:30 to 10:30, so the afternoon guy would come in and cover for that hour, but then he had to sit for 3.5 hours waiting for his afternoon shift to start. And a lot of times they lived in Douglas, so it wasn't like they could just run home. And it seemed like that was kind of a kind of Yeah, in fact, I heard one of the other driver at the time talking to someone on the bus, not realizing who I was, and I didn't want him to know who I was, so I could hear him. Yeah, anyway, talking about how bad the hours were. So again, because Douglas is so busy, I took the initiative, and with Eddie's help, we worked out two options. And so the drivers are now, instead of going in and starting to drive at 9:30, they don't have to be there till around 11, I think, or 10. Anyway, they can come in later, so they spend more time at home. And I think their break now is an hour and 18 minutes instead of 3 hours and 20 minutes. So the great thing about that is a lot of times they would sit in the bus, and I know this is anal, and some of you have heard this story before, but so Eddie was telling me the only time they wouldn't have the bus running would be if it was, I think it was 65 to 75 degrees outside. Otherwise, they needed either the heating or the air conditioning while they were on this break. So I actually went to the NOAA website, and I looked at several years for Bisbee and figured out between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, how many days out of the year is it between 65 and 75 degrees? And on average, it was 42 days. So then Eddie told me how much, I think it was like, if the bus is just idling, it takes about 1.5 to 2 gallons. You have the what?
He said the bus is not now turned off for 2 hours, which saves 3 gallons of gas.
Right.
Per day, or 15 gallons of gas per week, or 78 gallons per year, also saves wear and tear on the bus.
Right.
Finally, he says, less waiting time is more attractive to the drivers, and the drivers are more content with their jobs, less likely to leave.
And then he left.
He also said that, he said, how the change in the driver's schedule affects the bottom line here. He says, it gives the maintenance crew 2 hours in the morning to do repairs.
2 extra hours, right.
Have before.
Right.
So, you know, at one point his air conditioner, he came in and said, wow, my air conditioner is repaired. And I'm just a person that rides a bus, but I hear all these complaints, and, you know, I need to be able to have some information to give to these people. They're not going to necessarily understand it or want it, but at least I can say, you know, this is what's going on that you don't know about.
Right.
These are
right.
Issues that are happening. It's out of the bus driver's hands, you know, get on his back, because it isn't within his purview to do anything about that. That's kind of why I wanted to try to do a little newsletter.
Right, yeah. Yep, yep.
So that they might have a better understanding and be a little bit more merciful.
Right.
System.
Agreed, yeah. So ultimately, I think we should be saving at least probably more than $2,000 a year now in fuel.
Yeah, he didn't give the, because he didn't know what, he said, well, that depends on what the price of gas is.
Right, right.
I'm looking at a group in neon sign changing the price of gas all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But depending upon the price of gas, it's 3 gallons of gas per day, 15 per week. 78 gallons per year.
Right. Well, and then I was thinking the wear and tear,
and
not just the gas, the wear and tear on the bus. And
right.
So.
And the emissions.
Oh, the emissions too, right.
Yeah.
The fact that it's not sitting there spewing, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Is that everything? Okay. Item 6, bus maintenance issues. I've already kind of talked about the fact that there was a while there where it seemed like we can only keep one bus going at a time with AC, and we were getting a lot of complaints, which are justified. So again, hopefully once Dave has a computer and then hopefully he'll be able to do some of the research himself instead of having to depend on someone from Phoenix calling to tell him. And there was a bizarre incident where one of, I think it was the new bus, needed a belt, and he ordered exactly the belt they needed. It was the right company, the right number, and it didn't fit. It was too small. So, you know, and that's the kind of thing where I know from trying to, because I have an old house, so I know from trying to fix my furnace or my hot water heater, a lot of times just doing research on a part, and then you'll find 100 people saying, yeah, no, that part doesn't work. So that was a case where if he'd had a computer, he could have looked up Dayco 456 and found out. If
it was... Would there be any money to just buy him a computer and give it to him?
Oh, the city's already ordered it. Yeah, I'm sure through Public Works, because he works for them more than he does for us. So yeah, so it should be here any day, which will be super helpful.
Judy, are we, is the bus maintenance part of the IGA that the city just arranged with the county for maintenance and parks?
No. What Douglas is responsible for is Umberto will send out a work order.
Our city, maybe Frank, can you answer that?
I'm not sure if that's part of it.
It's not. No, all they're responsible for is Umberto just makes sure that preventative maintenance things occur on time. So he sends something to Lorena saying either this is broken or it's time for an oil change.
He's asking about whether it's with the county.
Yeah.
You guys have a service agreement with the county.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I'm asking Frank if he knows if our bus parts are covered under that because they get a better rate on their parts.
Well, I think part of the problem is the parts of the buses that are still under warranty, we have to get through Creative Bus Sales.
Okay.
Is part of the problem. But Dave thought that even if he could find another source that could tell him this is the part you need, because I think part of the problem is you get the bus and it's a certain chassis, but then we add all of these extras on it. So it's a matter of, you know, you have 100 things to sort through from 100 different companies as far as how to fix it, I think is part of what's going on. But again, if it's under warranty, then you have to go through a certain process to get it fixed. And
but
that's
for things like tires and oil changes and regular things like that, would those parts and supplies be more cost efficient if we procured them through the county rather than our city going directly to Napa or someplace like that? That's my question.
Yeah, I can definitely check into that.
But is it possible for us to do that with the bus? I know it's all our other fleet.
Right. I'll have to check on that and see if that would be possible.
I mean, obviously, if they're buying bulk oil and we have a special arrangement for tire purchases and things like that, we could save some money on our just normal belts and replacement parts.
Yes, Judy?
This may be thinking of what Eddie kept saying, that it seems like the men from the jail get to sign off that when gas...
Oh, I checked into that, and Saida catches it, who does our paperwork in Public Works, she fixes it.
Okay.
Yeah, I checked into that, because Eddie had mentioned it to me a couple of times, because I was afraid we were paying for gas for the weed eaters. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Comments? No, but that's a good idea, because I know, like, that's how we buy buses, is you go to ADOT and you buy them a whole bunch of them, or,
yeah,
you know, or...
I just didn't know if you were aware that we had that kind of an arrangement with the county.
That's a great idea. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay, ridership report, Umberto.
Did everybody get a copy of the ridership report?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The first page, what you're seeing, looking at is the yearly ridership for the last 3 years. The current one, it's when you're looking at it, would be July. The total 2,913. That gives a total for the year of 31,288. There's a chart, the graph to compare it with the previous years. The bottom one, it goes into more detail, where you can see the number of miles, hours, passengers, days of service, the average daily ridership. And then you continue with the different demographics, the elderly, disabled, riders from Douglas. So that's all the different numbers of the categories there.
Any ideas why it's down?
Hmm?
Any ideas why the ridership is down?
It's difficult to tell. We can assume certain situations, whether the events, the number of days that we are in operation, but...
Any idea? Do you guys have any ideas?
Because I'm surprised that it's down because people ride the bus for the air conditioning in the summer.
Yeah, but we haven't... We haven't had air conditioning on our buses, right?
Well, theoretically, you do.
But, yeah, I think that may be...
That the air conditioning isn't working, so the ridership is down? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, yeah, I mean, we had people, like, I had one call from a lady saying it must be illegal. Like, there must be some state law that says it's too hot on our bus because the rear... So it may be that people were finding different ways to get somewhere because it was...
You're saying that it's down compared to what? What months or what years are you comparing?
Well, it's just the year before, July this year.
On the month of July, last year?
Is that wrong?
No, if you notice the number, it's 80, 90, 90 riders. That's the only difference.
Excuse me?
No?
If you look at the month of July, it's down from 3,050 to 3,028. 2,900 is only about 80 riders.
It's only 80, 90 riders. That could be because
but
of the weather.
I'm just saying, it's all, you know, last month, June, it was down. May, it was down. I don't know. I just am looking
it's
at
true.
The
yeah, sometimes you get very, very little variance in it, and sometimes you get a couple of hundred, and we don't, you know, it's like
it's
I mentioned.
It's interesting to look at August. Mm-hmm. See if it has to do with the AC issues,
yeah.
Because I mean it is a little bit cooler now, and
maybe people are out more, they're getting out of their houses more.
Does tend to drop, but you're right, it is lower than previous years the same month.
I guess
especially in June,
because most of our riders are. I mean, I don't know that. I'm assuming that. Do we have the numbers on how many cash customers we have compared to how many riders that are pass monthly?
Yeah, you can look at the second on the next page. It's broken down into more of the groups, different groups, and you can see there if there's any variations. You know, we would have to look at the other months, but that can give you an idea of what groups are riding. So
the other thing is, if you look, the 4th of July fell in there on a weekday. So that probably is more riders.
No, the bus doesn't run on the 4th.
So that's not running.
You didn't know whether it was going to run or not.
That's right. The bus did not run on the 4th.
It depends on what day. Like 4th of July, it was on a Wednesday, so we didn't work.
Well, it's averaging about 100 and, so that would have been right on. It would have been
100.
Okay.
Also, I think if you're looking at the cumulative total, the bar graph that looks that much lower is because it's not including the months that haven't been
August and September.
Yeah. But when you look at per month, they're really not off by that much. And I think typically in the summer in Arizona, it's kind of a seasonal slowdown because you don't have the winter visitors. I mean, I've heard that from people here in Bisbee is that
summarizes the slow time in Bisbee, which, because the, there aren't as many winter visitors here.
Even so, comparing month to month, I've noticed in Benson that we've had a slight downturn over the last 3 months as well.
Oh.
I don't know why particularly.
Well,
I
heard.
Thinking it was because I had changed the route, but seeing that you guys are doing the same trend, I think.
On the local news, SunTran, their numbers are down too, and they said because the economy's getting better and gas prices are going down, so people are able to drive themselves places now. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that too. Those people that are working, they get their own vehicle, they start riding, so they go and ride. So it could be a different,
our riders are cash-paying riders, though.
Hmm?
We don't have that many cash-paying riders that would be affected by gas prices, you know. I think even with this downturn here, you're going to end up the year with more riders.
No, it's going to end up even or higher than last year, so.
It's going to be higher.
It's increasing, so. You know, you never know, maybe in August we'll come back at over 3,000, and you're not going to be able.
Well, I think it begs the question for me as to how we're promoting the bus. And if it's just a matter of people relying on word of mouth or other riders, and you know, as a resident and a bus rider myself, I think that Judy's done a great job of putting it on Facebook. You know, you are now posting more about the bus on Facebook, and just, you know, people being able to understand how do you get a bus pass and what is the cost of the bus pass and those kinds of things that we can do to continually promote the bus.
Well, I mean, I've had a lot of ideas, like I wanted to try and do some bumper stickers. You know, just have 50 of them.
My other car is the city bus.
Right, it's the Bisbee bus. But I don't have time. I'm only given 19 and a half hours a week to do 40 hours worth of work. So, like another thing I was just talking to Mike about, I thought, you know, we've had a little trouble with riders knowing what the rules are. And so I was thinking, put some rider manuals on the bus, give everyone a two-week warning, and then maybe a couple days during 1 week, I'm going to get on the bus and ask trivia questions and give out prizes, but it'll be related to the rider manual, you know?
That's spare time.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, exactly. But until this site review's done, I'm just stuck. Yes, Judy? Did you have a question, or were you telling me how awesome I am?
Couldn't we have a little spot about the bus? Is that too much money, or would that?
Well, I'll look at the budget, and Judy, you can make some calls around and let me know what the options are.
Very oriented to visual.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just don't seem to be able to learn to speak Spanish. I'm sorry, but and I, you know, talk with all my bus friends and everything like that, but. Everybody's talking at once, and you know, I don't know. Even if I did do a newsletter, if people would be able to read it. And,
it's worth a shot. We've got Lorena; she could translate it.
I try to do a lot of these different things, and I haven't been on the bus myself because I never mind. I have my personal reasons, but when I do get back up, when I'm on the bus, I'm working. You know, trying.
That's what. That's why it's down. You're not on the
Your numbers are missing.
Yeah, well, for me, I know I keep saying this, but every 2 years is an application, every 3 years is the site review, and so every 6 years they both happen in the same year, and it just happens that's this year. So I've gone from the application straight into trying to get ready for a site review that we have no documents for because they caught on fire. So if I can just get through the site review, I am willing to do cartwheels on the bus and play guitar, or, and I don't play guitar. But at that, I mean, I would love... Well, and that's, yeah, I definitely want to do karaoke on the bus and some stuff like that. Well, we have a great population on the bus, so I know we could have a blast. So if I can just get through the site review, then we're going to kick it.
But I knew somebody who really considered that idea of spots in the clinic.
Okay.
Because that's where a lot of time is spent, and people are very audiovisual.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could make a huge difference if we could afford to do that.
Sure. Because we're supposed to be marketing, so it isn't like you're asking for something that's out of the norm. So, and we did just get, I think, 500 bus schedules finally printed from Copper Queen, and we have more coming. So that's some good news. Okay. So any other? I've talked my staff off, so I don't have any staff comments. Coaches Connections report. Anybody?
Can you pass those on there?
Thank you.
Everybody has one? Yeah? Okay. Well, what you have in front there is the graph which shows since September of 2017 when we started the Cochise Connection. All it is just the total numbers of riders. And this month, July, it went up 561 riders. So
wow.
That's good news.
Is it because you guys have AC?
We're going to wait to do that till the weather is cooler and that kind of thing, when, you know, we won't. Because it's a lot of time out in the heat waiting and getting used to the schedule and that kind of thing. But if you can get somebody to have a good experience, they get the hang of it. You've got to get the hang of riding the bus.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, we're going to change it up again. So we're going to be changing the schedule pretty soon. We're not going to be doing the Benson Leg anymore. Oh. That's going to be out. So we're just going to go to Bisbee, Sierra Vista, and loop through Palominas and Hereford and into Sierra Vista. Yeah. So that schedule is coming very soon.
Because they were saying, you know, that people get off the team. You can't get any grip in here. You get to Benson and you can't.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just not getting the ridership.
Yeah. The people that are coming to visit, for them to be able to get around to the places of interest.
So sometimes that's, you know, when we did the first change in the schedule, it kind of shook people up a little bit. It took them a while to get adjusted to the new schedule, so we may see that happen again. Now that our ridership is actually trending upwards, it could maybe flatten out until the ridership gets the hang of it and we get the stable ridership of where they're going. But I think we have a good opportunity to pick up ridership from Palominas in Hereford. I think there's a good opportunity there that they may want to go to Bisbee or Sierra Vista.
You guys can come visit me.
Do you know where the stop would be at either of those spots?
We're going to discuss that at the TAC meeting today, but we were thinking in Palominas, I mean, somewhere where it's the most populated area, we were thinking on Deliverance Way. That's where a big concentration of homes are located there in Palominas.
Uh-huh.
And then the Hereford side is Cafe Mimosas, is where we think is, you know, the safest location, and a lot, again, of people can congregate there and be able to pick up the bus there. Again, we're trying to be not veer too much into the streets, just quick pickups, so that we are on our way and get to the place we need to be on time.
Is there an inside place at Deliverance where, a way that they can go in, riders can go in? Oh, good. It, what is that? Where is that location? Like a...
It's right there, right off of...
A storefront?
Right off of the highway.
Is it a store there?
It's a store, and there's a road, there's an in road there that the bus can maneuver very easily.
Are you talking about where Nixville is?
No, Nixville is Cafe Mimosas.
Right.
Is that store kind of open most of the time?
Oh, are you talking about Jumpin' Jack?
Deliverance Way.
Well, Deliverance Way is sort of right, you're talking about Miracle Valley, right?
Yeah.
There's a convenience store?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a convenience store that's open from, I think, 5 to 10 or 6 to 10, like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Because that's where I do all my shopping.
They would be able to sit down, you know, the make it so that the people that are running the place know that you're going to have more business because our bus riders are going to come in, they're going to want to come.
Yeah, they'll like that.
Sandwich or something while they're waiting for the bus.
The other option was the Comfort Peak Clinic that's there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's another good place.
Shelter.
Yeah.
How people can go in.
Shelter, safety.
The only thing would be is that we could get enough ridership, if it's enough room there for them to get in there, and also if there's enough people to head out there to catch the bus there. Like I said, Deliverance Way has a lot more housing there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more concentration of homes there that they can probably walk to the bus.
Yeah.
So there's those two options that we've got to consider as far as...
And also, I designed that convenience store, so when you go in, you can just be awed by the amazing rectangle that is there that serves you Cokes. Yeah. Okay, is that it for Cochise Connections? Okay, no staff comments. Any member comments? Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
A second.
Okay, who moved?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Mike. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right, we are adjourning at 2:13. Second.